I'm Zippoid, and welcome to Cozy Corner. Wait, what? Here we go! Welcome to not Cozy Corner, but again with the hour of power of yours truly, T101, and I wish to welcome everyone of you who is listening to me right now. So here we go again, an hour playlist, an hour of power, that's how the cookie crumbles. And greetings very much to Buzzer and Mice. That was VI, their track from the Tokyo Demo Fest 2012, which placed third. So, moving right along, this is Malman. Thank you. Malman with Interstellar Cloud, a track from a couple of years back, Mighty But the Sublime. And Protag was telling me that this sounds like cozy. Well, it might have been a little bit cozy, but I still like the soundscapes. And do keep in mind that this is only the beginning of the show. And I don't want to blow my full charge in the first opening minutes of the show. So, in any case, we're moving on to the next track. And with this track, I like to send greetings to a special round fella in Finland, which I will just call Pallero and Hopsukka. And this is With a Chance of Lightning. That ended abruptly. That was obviously Lugubur and Optimize with a Chance of Lightning from a demo from Kindergarten 2010, partly cloudy by Outrax. Okay, now that the mandatory dubstep is dealt with, we can move right along to something a bit more interesting and a bit more, So we're moving on to trackers, and I only have one tracker track this time, because I was really trying to listen to some tracker tunes, but I just chose this one. This is just one of those tracks to get out of my system kind of tracks, and it kind of has good stuff to it. It's also a particular performer. That is the main cause that I actually started making music in the first place. So this here is Skaven. So here we have Canon Angel. We'll be right back. Canon Angel by Skaven. And I'm giving a shout out to everyone here listening to me and interacting with the live show. Shout out goes to Scenesat channel at FNet. I'll say hello to Mr. Protag Bombay, my man, Bassman. Protag and Otopi, of course, TMC, and of course, Homaru, and Bon, and etc., and of course, Quarryman of Darklight, welcome. And no, I'm not bringing in the German this time, so I can send greetings to your girlfriend right there. So that was Skaven with Canon Angel, and what do I have lined up next? What do I have? I seem to have something newer, something from the last breakpoint from a good friend of mine. It's from Gargai, so let's give it up for Commence Collapse.
We'll be right back.
Commence Collapse by Gargoyle. Massive, 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 may I say that again? Massive tune. Excellent. Greetings to Gargoyle, my good friend. I'll see you in a month or so in Norway. Anyway, that was from the last Breakpoint 2010, winning first place in the, was it the executable music or, I think it was that one. Anyway, I remember just shouting that, Anyway, excellent tune and an obvious choice for this kind of show right here. So, what do I have lined up in next? I have a demo track. And it's an older demo track, and there's some sort of a troll going on with this one, and it's... well, I'll tell you after the fact. Because we're going to have some finish color here for a change. This will be a little bitcher than Malfunction doing a demo track I think you are all pretty much familiar with. So here we go.
Bye.
You have experienced Variform! Variform by Coolers, music by Little Bitchard and Malfunction. Third place, Assembly 2002. And the troll I was talking about was that if any one of you out there happen to be at Revision this year, there is something called Variform 2. And for those of you who know it, well, you know it, and then you know that the thing was just like... something like that, yeah. And those of you who don't, you should really go to scene.org or the other place, Poet something, and look that shit up and just take a look at it, and then you might understand the the troll of the whole thing. It was just excellent. Just excellent. Wow, I'm halfway through the show right now and I still haven't spilled any beer on me, so this is going well as far as my pants are concerned. I'm getting reports that I sound way more pumped up than the last time I was live at CineSat, which was during the weekend demo party in Poland a month ago. Which is when I was suffering from a quite severe case of hangoveritis. At first I thought I was gonna die, then I was afraid that I would not die, and it was, some of you might have caught me on the live stream, the video stream, kind of resting. For the record, I was just resting my eyes, I wasn't passed out, nothing like that, so obviously you all know this. But there's a lesson to be learned for all you kids out there. The Polish are almost as hard drinkers as the Finns. Just so you know. Even still, I encourage everyone to go to WeCan in Poland. I hope it's held next year. It's an excellent party, excellent people, and whatever you do there, it pretty much costs nothing. Unless you take the wrong taxi cab, and I'm not saying I did. Just so you know. And even still, it looks like we have a... what's this? We have received a fan letter! It's from a Mr. Farnsworth, and it goes like this. Dear Mr. So-called T101, I listen to your show, and I would like to say good news, everyone! But it is just pointless nonsense, and I don't want to live on this planet anymore. Well, Mr. Farnsworth, I'll just tell you this. Deal with it. This is Starstruck by Plazer. by Blazer, who also goes by the name Olaf Gustafsson. A massive, massive track, and we reach a consensus with Zipport that it is one of the most massive demo tracks ever made. And it's just pure genius. And it's about 6 minutes worth of pure genius there, and I think it's downloadable through sceneset.com, so if you really like that, you should go there and get that track. It's 6 minutes and 4 seconds to be exact. So, moving right along, and I see Topi was kind of a criticizing on my sound effects, so I'm gonna play this one just for you, Topi. And there you go. And that was the last sound effect that I have here, so don't worry, no more are coming. So, we're moving right along with another Finn. This is Teeg and Skanug. We'll be right back. Skanoog by Teague, and that's from his album, which was made in 2002, called Past Oppression. Fully downloadable for free on the inner tubes. And if you're interested, I have his website here where you can go and fetch that song, that album, and plenty of more. You should go to http://teague.planet/d.net, and I'm pasting it on the channel because I'm not sure if I got all the slashes and dashes and whatnots. Okay, so it's there on the channel. So if you like that shit, then you should need. You know, oh shit, I cannot say shit on the radio. Shit. Anyway, yeah, you should go check that thing out because Teague is well known and a very fine musician. So we should be moving on to the next track, but. But before we go into the next track, I need to pay respects to someone very special. It was 55 years ago to the day when the great Soviet Union launched Sputnik into the Earth orbit. After its launch, Sputnik reached its operational height and began transmission. After traveling 60 million kilometers around the Earth, it re-entered Earth's atmosphere in January 1958. Some say that it disintegrated upon re-entry. Others say it went on to become a 24-hour DJ for an internet-based demo scene radio. All we know is that this day we celebrate Sputnik. Спасибо. And we're back! And first of all, you got to hear some Romeo Knight Majeau from 2010, placed surprisingly only 12th in the Evoke streaming competition. Wow! Even though a track like that, and a guy from Brainstorm and ends up placing 12th, that might be a music competition I never want to take part in, if you catch my drift. Anyway, greetings to Romeo Knight. It was a really big pleasure meeting the guy in the real life at this year's Revision. And it turns out the guy was very nice and cool, and it was excellent to meet the guy. I've been listening to his stuff for years, and it's always nice to meet the big guys from the demo scene, and especially music-wise, for me, being a musician, which is understandable. And of course, last, highly criticized by Topi, but I always do play my own track in one of these shows. That was Valve. From Solskogen a year ago, 2011, and it ended up winning much to Gloom's dismay. But I did receive a prize. It was a pocket drummer, which I have sadly lost. Sorry, Gloom. This kind of stuff just happens. So, we are continuing with regular broadcasting, and we should be moving right along to the next track, which will be from Mother Russia. Actually, now that I think of it, I should have kind of queued this track after the Sputnik greeting, because this guy is from Russia, a very, very good musician, if you ask me, which you don't, but I don't give a shit. So, this is Darkman 007 with Break the System. Darkman 007 with Break the System. A good find here. This is from his album, which was released last year, 2011, and it's called The Power of Consciousness. And I remember playing a track from this guy in my first show, which was three shows ago. And I remember trying to look up some information about this guy, but I couldn't find any. If I recall correctly, the only thing I found that this guy's favorite color is blue, for whatever reason. But apparently he was at Chaos Construction, which was held in Russia, a demo party this year. At least I saw his tracks on the results list, so it's pretty safe to assume that he was there. If he wasn't, then I don't know what to tell you guys. Anyway, that was Darkman 007. I'm sorry. Darkman 007. Greetings to Darklight, anyway. And Tom Frode for coming to the channel, which is obviously at CNSAT at FNET, where you can participate in the shows and give you live criticism and greetings and fuckings and whatever and whatnot live. And it may end up in the air, actually, whenever I get a chance to read the IRC. So we are down to our last two tracks, and so, two or three, considering I have something that Arvenius was asking for, I may play that for last. But before we go into that, we go into the next track, which is Sixto Sounds and Go the Distance. Woohoo!
We'll be right back.
Sixto Sounds with Go the Distance. I'll go. Woohoo! Excellent track. Excellent track. Very powerful. Very uplifting. Very well done. Well produced. Well done. Well composed. Every word I think of starts with the word very. So, excellent track there. And Topi, are you still awake? So that will figure that one out. So anyway, we're moving on, and I added the bonus track by which Arvenius requested, kind of. I just added it anyway. This marks the first time that we're taking requests on this show. Kids, don't try this at home. Anyway, so we are moving on to the second to last track, which is from Assembly this year, the music compo, and the listening music compo. And as you may have guessed, it is metal, so I'll just move on with Duality Vile with Alloy Lantern Stage.
Nexus 1 gated, pass for layer gate. Nexus 2 gave it patch for the robots. Nexus 3 dance leads in the world. Nexus 4 arpeggios dance like no.
Duality Vile with Alloy Lantern Stage from Assembly 2012, Listening Music Combo, third place. And I have to say that I'm kind of having regrets already about putting that on a playlist. Well, it's not commercial, no. And but it's not Sinner made either, and it is powerful. I mean, it is powerful, even though it's just compressed to shit. Well, pretty much. Some bands and some producers have this wild idea that the compression kind of makes up for the lack of content on the songs. I don't know. Well, it's, I've played it. It's gone. Nothing will ever change that. So, okay, that's gone and that's dealt with. So, anyway, we are boiling down to the very, very last track of the song of this show. And with that, it always kind of feels kind of sad to end the show and go back to the old live instead of the live wild T101, which is at the parties. So I was going down to the basic Finnish stuff, kind of mumbling in the dark corners and drinking beer and vodka and just complaining about anything and being quiet when asked something. Basic Finnish stuff. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't, I don't give a shit. So anyway, before I end the show, I need to say a couple of things. First of all, is that the Saturated show will take place this Sunday at 8 o'clock in the evening Central European time and Johannesburg, and at 9 o'clock in the evening in Finland and Istanbul, as it seems. So Saturated with Steph and Kevman is coming up, rounding up the top songs of the last 3 months. And it's going to be at top 25, all of the votes casted on the channel and all the votes casted on the website, which is obviously scenesad.com. So anyway, that will take place this Sunday. This Sunday, which is in three days? Am I right? Yeah, I'm right. Anyway. Well, I may be wrong. Anyway, but it's this Sunday, 8 o'clock Central European time, 9 o'clock Finnish time, and 7 o'clock UK time, as it seems. So anyway, okay, so that's dealt with, and we have upcoming parties coming up. This weekend, we have two demo parties. We have the main, which is the poolside main this year, and we have a lot of friends going there and going to make an ass out of themselves, as usual. And it's going to take place in, Marseille, France, I think so, yeah. And unfortunately, I've heard that there will not be seen sad broadcast from there, I'm sad to report. Things may change, so don't take my word for it, no one else does. And besides Maine, we also have Outlined in Holland happening this weekend. And I just heard that there would not be a broadcast from there either. But as always, don't take my word for it. Just keep watching the channel, keep watching the website, keep watching the Twitter, Facebook, whatever. And there you will find all the latest news about these. So anyway, two parties this weekend, which is May. Main and Outline. So, and of course, in a month, there will be this one demo party in Norway called Kindergarten. And if you are twisted enough to want to see me live, and to see a lot of Darklighters live, and a lot of Quasigan people, Boozaholics, and whatnot, crazy, crazy Norwegians, then you need to go to Kindergarten, which is from 9th to 11th of November. And it's held in... I forget. Yeah, it's Haga, Norway, which is about an hour drive away from Oslo. So anyway, you should go there. And I've been reading the news, and Kindergarten this year has a hot tub. in lack of a better word, it's a pool kind of thing with warm water and possibly some drunken seniors in it as well. So anyway, Kindergarten, November 9th to 11th, go there. And with that, I think it's time to round up the show, and I'd like to thank everyone who's been participating through IRC and since at FNet, and thank everyone who's been listening to this silly old broadcast with silly old T101 here. And without further ado, the Hour of Power will continue at a non-disclosed time. So in any case, I thank you and I welcome you again. And this is it, the final track. This is my track, T101. There is no need to panic. Second place, Revision 2012. Enjoy if you must.